Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you listen to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
Stayolday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
Doing this podcast is great, but I like live events even better. So I'm doing a live event this Thursday. Yes, this Thursday, August 15th, 2019. The good news for all of you is, no matter where you are, it's going to be online so everyone can attend. This event is targeted specifically to all salespeople, freelancers, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, anyone who has the opportunity to set your own price. Would you like to increase your fees, increase the prices that you're getting, stop negotiating on price, stop lowering your price because you're dealing with people who won't pay you or don't have the money, or stop thinking that you're not worth charging more fees and stop presenting yourself that way so you can actually charge more and actually get it? That's what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to teach you a new method for increasing your consulting and freelancing fees by 220% or more. And you don't need to become famous. You don't need to put out 1,000 episodes of a podcast, and you don't need to write a best-selling book. That is going to be this Thursday online. It is a completely free event done 100% by me, Dre Baldwin. All I need you to do is go to workonmygame.com/live, L-I-V-E, workonmygame.com/live. And you can register for this free online training happening this Thursday, August the 15th. Once again, that is workonmygame.com/live, L-I-V-E, for a live event happening online. You don't need to travel. You don't need a plane ticket. You don't need to get a hotel room. All you need to do is turn on your computer, and you will be live with me on this Thursday, August the 15th, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. That is workonmygame.com/live. Be there. Wouldn't it be great to be so personally driven that you inspired other people to action even when you weren't that motivated on your own? You can do so by reading my book, The Mirror of Motivation. I've already purchased a bunch of copies and I'm going to give away for free to you, shipping them worldwide. All I need you to do is go to workonmygame.com/motivation and tell me where to ship the book. Again, that's my book, The Mirror of Motivation, The Self-Guide to Self-Discipline. I am shipping free physical copies worldwide. I paid for the book already. You take care of the shipping. Tell me where to ship it. Go to workonmygame.com/motivation. Tell us where to send your book, and I'm sending you one now. Available while supplies last. That's workonmygame.com/motivation. You're now tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, it's a topic that I told you to expect. I told you it was coming. Topic is thinking is a skill. And this is something that I've been touching on several of the most recent episodes where we talked about insight, where we talked about really putting that time in to figure out with the information that you have, with who you are, with the raw materials that you're working with, where does it make the most sense? With new information that you take in from other people, how does it make sense to apply this information, if at all? All of these things require a little bit of space. All of these require a little bit of mental real estate. All of these require you to do a little bit, maybe a lot, of thinking. The challenge for us these days especially is that because we are so distracted with these devices that you're probably listening to this on right now, that is within arm's reach of you probably right now, and if it's not, you know exactly where it is, we can always be distracted. We can always be doing something because of these devices. And I think as time goes on, they're only going to become more and more intrusive into our attention spans, into our focus.
So this skill of thinking is going to become more and more valuable a tool as it becomes more and more rare, because fewer and fewer people are going to be doing it, because you're going to have more and more people like me out here putting out content, putting out ideas, putting out information that may or may not apply to you, but fewer and fewer people willing to think about how does this information work for me, just blindly applying stuff, it not working, and then more people not getting the most out of their talent. So this, you see how this is a slippery slope that just gets fast, goes faster and faster downhill, the fewer people we have out there willing to invest time into thinking. So that's why I'm gonna preach the idea to you here today. And I'm going to talk about this. I've talked about it in the past. I'm going to bring it up in more episodes in the future. I'm going to keep bringing it up. All right. So if you're averse to the idea of thinking, this ain't the podcast for you. But today's topic is thinking is a skill. The definition of thinking, because I want us all to be on the same page, is the process of using one's mind to consider or reason about something. And these days, we do a whole lot of outsourcing of our thinking to media, to books, to experts. Some of them, very good books. Very useful media, very smart experts, some of them. The problem is, no matter how good the book is, how useful the media, how smart the expert, there is only so far that someone else's thinking can take you, because they're not you. They're not living your life. They don't have your circumstances. They're not in your situation. Even if you think your story is, quote, just like theirs, close quote, you're not living it at the same time that they live theirs. They're not living in the same space that you lived in. They don't have the same ingredients that you have, and you don't have theirs. Therefore, what they did may not necessarily be what you need to do, even though you're in the exact same situation, or at least what you think it is. That's why thinking is such a valuable skill these days, because it's becoming more and more rare because fewer and fewer people feel the need. They don't see the necessity for it. They don't see the value in it. But again, I'm going to help resolve that challenge for you here today, if you're willing to listen. Point number one, today's topic, once again, thinking is a skill. Understanding that thinking works the same way the focus works. It's a force multiplier and it needs time to get warmed up. Let me repeat. Thinking needs time to get warmed up. Meaning, the longer the time that you spend thinking, each time you decide to do it, the more effective your thinking becomes. It's like a boiling pot of hot water. Or a boiling pot of water, or just a pot of water that you're trying to boil and make hot. Let's put it that way. If you keep putting it on the stove and then taking it off really quickly, the water is never going to get hot. It needs time to allow that heat to start circulating, and the effect of the heat has to accumulate with itself, conduct the heat energy through the pot, and then boil the water. But if you put it on for 10 seconds, take it off for 10, put it on for 10, take it off for 10, is that water ever going to boil? Would that water ever even get hot? I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe somebody's done that experiment. I don't think that water is ever going to get hot. And if it does, it's going to take a hell of a lot longer than if you would have just left the water on the stove for 10 minutes straight. Agreed? It all adds up to a time investment. Thinking is a time investment that many people fail to make or neglect to make. Therefore, they don't think. And therefore, I mean, you know the rest of the story when people don't think. And I told you three main weaknesses of human beings. People don't think, people are lazy, and people don't read. So if you do the opposite of those three things, you can get yourself ahead of 92% of the population. But in order to do this thinking part, you're going to have to make a time investment. A time investment away from your phone, away from podcasts, away from YouTube, away from social media, away from your email, away from your text, away from all those notifications, away from anything that anybody else is doing, talking about, or saying, even if it's about you. You're going to have to make an investment of getting away from all that stuff and investing some time in thinking. And the more time you invest in it, the sharper your thinking becomes. So it can't be 1 minute of thinking, 1 minute of email, 1 minute of thinking, 1 minute of Facebook, 1 minute of thinking, 1 minute of podcast, 1 minute of thinking, 1 minute of checking your text. If you keep going back and forth, it's like you're trying to boil a pot of water, but you keep putting it on the heat, taking it off, putting it on, taking it off. The water's never going to get hot. It has to be a sustained investment of time. And if you do it consistently, just like lifting weights and working out, you're going to start to see results. But you got to invest the time first and the results come second. Are you willing to do this? And what happens when you're not willing to do this is, listen, you can get your information and your knowledge from other people who have invested time into thinking, or at least they want you to think that they have. Not every expert out there has invested time into thinking. All right, they want you to think that if they're good marketers, they're going to make you believe that they have done that, but they may not have done it. So you need to develop your, in thinking, you can develop your skill of discernment, of knowing who's who, what's what, who's giving you something useful, who's giving you some garbage. I think this podcast can be a good barometer for you, and just in my opinion. But we end up borrowing other people's thinking, or what they pass off as thinking, other people's ideas that may or may not apply to us, other people's processes that worked for them. We think they worked for them. At least they told us that they did when they sold it to us, that may not work for you. And what we end up is are cheap imitations of other people. Because even if you follow exactly what another person did, you're not them. So you will never copy their exact results because you're not them. At some point, you got to take somebody else's ideas, someone else's concepts, somebody else's theories, and ask yourself, how do these apply to me? Make the necessary adjustments based on who you are as a person. Apply them that way. Then you have your own. There's nothing wrong with learning from another person and taking what works for you from another person, but it requires you to do some thinking to know what works for you or what doesn't work for you, what to take and what to leave behind. That's a thinking ability. That's a result of thinking. It's a product of thought. Point number two, today's topic is thinking is a skill. Definition of skill is the ability to carry out a task with predetermined results, often within a given amount of time. Understand a skill is a muscle. Any skill that you have, there's a muscle. I developed the skill of my oratory skill by recording on this microphone every day for years. Before I was doing it on a podcast, I was doing it on YouTube. I have literally 10,000 hours in this. You may have 10,000 hours in some other skill, something that you've been doing on a consistent basis. Just as skill is a muscle, maybe some of you have the skill of lifting weights. You got a really nice body. You're really strong. You're in great shape for whatever sport you happen to play or whatever activity you happen to be involved in. Yoga, Pilates, CrossFit. What's the other thing? Barry's Boot Camp, Soul Cycle, whatever it is that you do. That muscle gets developed, whether it's your heart, whether it's your cardio, whether it's your pecs, your abs, whatever it happens to be, because you're doing it consistently. It's not because you did it one time or you got all this great information but never used it. It's because you are utilizing that ability on a consistent basis. Skill is a muscle. A muscle that doesn't get used, we know what happens to it. It shrivels up, it atrophies, and then when you need it, it's no longer available for productive use when it's called on. All the time that you don't invest into thinking, understand this, you get worse at it. So when you finally decide that you do need to think, your mind's going to be drawing a blank. Your mind's going to be shooting blanks. You're not going to get anything from it. So any of you who's listening to this right now and you're inspired by what I'm saying, you're like, you know what? I'm going to start actually doing that, putting some time aside to actually think without any distractions, without anybody else's agenda in my way, no notifications. I'm going to put some time aside to think. I want to forewarn you, when you first start this, you may not get very good results, right? Because your muscle has atrophied. There's no muscle there. You ain't been in a weight room in a long time and you go in there and try to lift the weights that you used to lift 5 years ago. You're going to get an injured back or an injured bicep or a torn muscle. Don't do that. All right. Start small. Start small and slowly build your way up. The same way you would do if you haven't jogged outside in a long time. You're not going to just go start running a marathon today. All right. Start with a walk, maybe walk a mile, then jog half a mile, then build yourself up slowly. All right, the same way that you would achieve anything, you slowly build it up. As the Chinese proverb, I believe it's Chinese, says, the journey of a 1,000 miles begins with a single step. It begins and it ends with a single step. So the skill of thinking is something that you must build up over time, is a muscle that you must maintain once you have it. And if you do not have this muscle, you have not been maintaining this muscle, don't think you're going to just walk into a game and do something. It's kind of like I tell athletes, if you barely played in high school, didn't play in college, you're not going to hop on a plane and land in some gym as some professional basketball team overseas and be an effective basketball player. It doesn't work that way. You got to work your way up. You got to build that muscle up, build that skill up, build your ability up so that when you get the opportunity to where you really need to think, or the need for it, we want to call it an opportunity, because you got an opportunity to think any moment that you choose, if you're disciplined enough to get away from everything that could distract you, then your mind will start delivering it for you. Our greatest thinkers are people, if you were to read their stories, biographies, autobiographies of people who have been noted in history as great thinkers, often they went through a period of time where they didn't have anything to do but to think. Malcolm X, one of the great leaders of the civil rights movement back in the 1960s, he spent some time in prison. It was his time in prison when A lot of people don't know who don't know Malcolm X's story that he used to be a street hustler. He used to be a guy who would rob people, steal from people. He was dealing drugs. He was a street thug that you didn't want to deal with. You didn't want to be on the same side of the street as this guy if you saw him coming. It was during his time in prison that he had nothing to do but think. And that's when he came up with many of the ideas and concepts and principles that made him a great civil rights leader once he got free again, when he decided to turn his life around. Nelson Mandela, another person who's gone down history as a great thinker, spent 27 years in prison because of the race wars that were going on in South Africa. But he had time to think. There were many others. If you go again, look up the stories of anyone who you've read, anyone you've heard of, anyone who you know of, or anyone who's been mentioned to you as a great thinker or someone who came up with some great philosophy or great idea, there was a period in their life, or there was some consistent times in their life where they just spent time thinking, how does this apply? How does this make sense? What can I do with this? What does this mean to me? What am I doing right now? How can I make this better? How can I alter this situation? Thinking. Those are asking questions and giving yourself answers. It's an internal Q&A. That's all thinking is. And I wrote a book called Ask Yourself a Better Question. If you want some ideas that can help stimulate your thinking, for those of you who've allowed that muscle to atrophy, that's at dreallday.com/ask, A-S-K, for Ask Yourself a Better Question. That's available physical, digital, and of course, audio. Point number three, today's topic, thinking is a skill. Understand that today we have, I mean, if you go online and you look it up, you can find plenty of best practices, how-tos, and follow my process experts on every single topic. And it's tempting to follow those people if, as I said earlier, if they're good salespeople, they're good at marketing, they're good at copywriting, because they can touch your emotions with their images of success and they're pulling on your heartstrings with all the reasons why you need to follow their process and do what they're going to tell you to do and how easy they're going to make it for you. But I want you to understand, here's your challenge. Even though you have all these options of people to follow and people to listen to and people whose ideas you can mimic and copy, even myself, the world wants something new to respond to. The world doesn't want more of what we already have, because we already have it. And especially in this world, I mean, how often do you hear somebody say, hey, no, this thing that you have, I know it came out 2 months ago, but it's old now. When are you going to make something new? Like, yo, I spent 10 years on that. It's old after 2 months. We are always looking for the new thing, right? Knowing this, and not to say that this is the best way to think about everything, the new thing, knowing this, understand that people don't want a carbon copy of your favorite social media expert or your favorite personal trainer on Instagram or your favorite influencer out on whatever platform or your favorite blogger that you read or your favorite writer whose books you always highlight and dog ear every time they put a new one out. We don't need another one of what already exists. We're looking for something new. And here's the good news for you is that every single one of us is something new. But we spend a lot of our lives, as the saying goes, becoming a carbon copy of other people, because we never really think about who are we, what do we have to offer, what ingredients, what tools are we working with, and how can we make this as valuable as possible to other people. We don't want more of what we already have. So the question is, what do you have to offer? This is something you need to think about. This is not a question that I'm asking you to answer right now on the spot. Because you will never know what you have to offer until you put some thought into identifying what your uniqueness is, number one, how that uniqueness is valuable, number two, and how you can apply that and actually make it something tangible in the world that's worth it to other people, number three, and how you can get some return on that investment, number four. So if you're putting something out there that's valuable and unique, then people should be willing to give you value in exchange for that value. All of those are your jobs to do. And these are not things you need to do today. You don't need to get them done within the next 24 hours, but you need to spend some time thinking about it. And thinking is a skill. It's a skill that many people, again, neglect to use, don't put enough time into, and then they wonder why it doesn't work when they ask their brain a question. If you don't work on your ball handling ability in basketball, you don't get in the game, get the ball stolen from you, and then say, well, why am I getting the ball stolen? You're not getting the ball stolen because you didn't work on your game. You can't dribble. You don't get in the basketball game, airball three jump shots, and then ask yourself, I don't understand why I'm missing jump shots. Well, you know why you're missing, because you didn't practice your jump shot. If you don't practice the thing, then you shouldn't expect to have any skill, and you shouldn't expect it to deliver for you when you ask it to deliver. I mean, that's a simple enough concept, right? So how much are you practicing the skill of thinking as compared to how often you're asking your brain to produce a result for you? And if your brain isn't producing many results from you, it's probably because you're not putting it to work. Your brain is always ready to go to work, but you got to give it a job. All right. It doesn't work on its own. All right. Your brain is not a self-starter. Okay. That personal initiative we talk about every episode of this show, your brain does not have too much of that. All right. Your brain goes off of what you tell it to do. It is not going to just act independently without your direction. All right. So you got to tell it what to do. You got to be the delegator. You got to be the boss. As Malcolm X, who I mentioned earlier, said, every organization must have a boss. Even if you are just one person by yourself, you must be the boss of your own organization. You as a person is an organization. Your brain works for you, but you got to give it a job. You got to put it to work on a consistent basis with thinking. It will get better at that skill of thinking. And then when you really need it to do an important job, it'll actually do the job for you and you don't have to keep double checking on it. If you're willing to do the work. Let's recap today's topic, which is thinking is a skill. The definition of thinking is the process of using one's mind to consider or reason about something. And these days we do a whole lot of outsourcing of our thinking, but the problem is there's only so far that someone else's thinking can take us. That's why thinking is such a valuable skill, because it is becoming more and more rare. Point number one, thinking works the same way the focus works. There's a force multiplier that needs time to get warmed up. The longer you think, each time you decide to engage your brain, the more effective it becomes at delivering for you. It's like a pot of water that you're trying to boil. You can't put it on for 10 seconds and take it off, then put it back on. It's never going to boil. You got to leave it there and let it get a sustained period of work in. That's when the boiling starts to happen. This adds up to a time investment. In other words, that's what thinking is. You must make an investment in time and thinking with no distractions, no notifications, no email, no social media, no text messages, no whatever else you got on that device. Understand that we end up cheap imitations of other people when we don't put that investment into thinking, because now we're outsourcing it to other people and all we're getting is their half-baked ideas that may or may not apply directly to us. Point number two. Skill is defined as the ability to carry out a task with predetermined results, often within a given amount of time. Skill is a muscle. And we know that muscles that don't get used, they atrophy and they are no longer available for productive use when called on. All the time that you don't invest into thinking, you get worse at thinking. So when you finally decide that you need your brain to deliver something for you, it's not ready because you haven't been working on it. You haven't been training it. It's not conditioned. It's not ready to deliver. Don't let this happen to you. It may have already happened to you. Don't let it happen again. Point number three, and today we get a lot of how-tos, best practices, follow my processes from people out there, including myself. And it's tempted to follow people if they're good at selling whatever it is they're offering, whether it be an idea or a product or a service, because they can touch your emotions with their images of success, how easy they're going to make it for you. But here's the challenge. Even if you decide to engage with other people and adopt some of their ideas and utilize them and buy their products. I'm not telling you not to do those things, because some people have some good stuff to offer you that can help you. You must still look at that information and engage your brain to think, how does this information apply to me? How can I use this? How does this make sense for me? What parts of this do I need to take and utilize and try out? And what parts do I need to leave on a cutting room floor because they just don't apply to me? That requires some thinking. Other people cannot think for you. You cannot outsource thinking the same way you can't outsource going to the gym and exercising. The world wants something new to respond to. The good news for you is every one of us is that something new. But until you assess, who am I? What do I bring to the table? What ingredients do I have? How does it make sense for the world? How can I package this and make it into something tangible and real that will be valuable for other people? And how do I get the return on investment for creating that value for other people? Until you ask those questions and invest the time into thinking about the answers, you will never produce anything that's worth anything. And then what are you going to be worth? You'll never know until you put some thought into identifying your uniqueness, doing those things that I just said, and then making something out of it. It all starts with your investment in your thought. Now, what's going on in the game group? In the personal development section of the game group, we go into these things. In the business section as well. Any of you who's thinking about maybe creating a side hustle, doing some freelancing, maybe starting your own business. And I've heard many people say, maybe you've heard many say, you've heard me say maybe in the past on the show, that eventually everybody's going to have, at least at the worst case scenario, everybody's going to have a side hustle. One that they're owning it. They're standing on it. They'll tell you that they have a side hustle. Everybody will at least have that. And I think even further in the future, and not that far, but even past that, everybody's going to be an entrepreneur, basically. Everybody is going to be in a performance-based business. There ain't going to be any salaries. If you don't perform, you get nothing. That's coming, and it's coming quickly. And many of you can see it. I mean, many of you are already involved in it. If you're listening to the show, you probably already know very well that this is what it is. Maybe you chose voluntarily to go into it. Maybe circumstances forced you into it. But this time that you invest into thinking, this is where you get insight from. Topic that I've been talking about deeply in many of the recent episodes of this show. You don't get insight if you don't give yourself space and time to think. So more thinking equals more insight. And when you talk to the right people who help you facilitate the right questions and come up with the right answers, that thinking, again, becomes that force multiplier. And I'm one of those people who can help you with more of the right questions. As I told you about my book, Ask Yourself a Better Question. But also in the game group, I'm going to be asking you some other questions. I'm going to be presenting some questions and ideas for questions to you that you can use to enhance your thinking. And if you have any questions, you can go ahead and post those in the game group forum, and I will either help you start coming up with those answers, maybe provide you some answers if it so calls for, and or maybe show you some questions that you might want to ask that are better alternatives to the ones you've been asking. That's insight. And that's all going on in the game group. Again, information for that, if you don't know, is at dreallday.com/game group. If you are a member of the game group, please make yourself known in the game group member forum, which is at dreallday.com/forum. That is for members only. Those of you who are listening, I want to hear from you. Let's get to it. Work on your game. Dreallday.com. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.